So I know we have the lighting of the fort coming up. Can you tell me a little bit of the history of the fort?
Yeah, the lighting actually was created, the event was created by Annette Smith, and it was a part of the 100th anniversary celebration of the construction of Fort Seward, 1904 to 2004. And it was originally part of a whole month of special activities planned, and it's kind of what's remained. And a big shout out to Annette. She kind of retired from the event this year, but it's a big production, and a bunch of us others have stepped in to see if we can fill her shoes.
So what's going to be happening at the fort this Saturday?
It's kind of an exciting deal. There's a big cannon blast with the cannon going off, and then all the lights around the fort come on, the house lights, and then we cut immediately to a live nativity scene on the parade grounds behind the trapper's cabin with the gospel readings, kind of a reenactment of the birth of Christ and Christmas carols. And then everybody kind of comes around the corner, and there's bonfire and hot dogs and chili dogs and cookies and music, and you can roast marshmallows and hot dogs. So it's kind of a Norman Rockwell Christmas kind of thing, I think.
Well, that's the kind I can get behind. Any cost for anyone?
Well, in fact, there's a couple $100 that, in the great generosity, Annette and her neighbors always provided. The whole event is free. You can come anytime you like. This year, the distillery stepped up and is picking up the expenses. So we're very grateful to them for that. The Presbyterian Church puts on the Nativity Tableau. And then it's just a kind of come and see your neighbors, and there's no obligation. You know, if you just want to come for the bonfire, you can do that. If you just want to hear the cannon blast and see the lights, you just drive around, you just drive the loop. It's kind of all those corny Americana things that after you lived here for a couple of years, you kind of come to love in a way. And it's kind of a genuine expression of the spirit of the season, I think.
Tom Morford, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brandon.